Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me yet. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platforms to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, like myself, 4 years going, 4 years strong, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. As you can see, my filming circumstances are a little different today. My cousin's kids are here, so I'm in my son's room right now recording. I got my light right here, so I'm going to record real quick in here. But today's episode is going to be about how marriage is the finish line for narcissistic people. I think a lot of people, when you're dating, when you're in relationships and things like that, and you want, you know, you meet people and you, like I said, when a narcissist meets people, there's the love bombing phase, the idealization phase, the phase where you're getting everything that you want and need from a person, everything that you, you know, could ever imagine from a significant other, from a mate, from a somebody who picked you, somebody you picked. Y'all chose each other. Like, this is God's gift to you. You know what I mean? The love bombing phase is intense. A lot of times when you get caught up in the love bombing phase, you focus on it. You hyper focus on the love bombing phase. And your goal is to always get back to that. Because as you move along, as you progress forward in a relationship with a narcissist, you notice the love typically gets taken away. It gets reduced. And sometimes it just is gone completely. It's absolute zero. So what a lot of people think is, like, maybe ask my boyfriend or ask my girlfriend, they've been okay. They've been cool the whole time. They haven't done anything like this. They've just taken care of me. Maybe if we get engaged, it'll get better. No, it doesn't get better. Maybe if we get married, it'll get better. No, it does not get better. I feel like if you are dealing with a narcissist and you understand the fact that you are dealing with a narcissist in today's day and age, in 2021, almost 2022, the world is being woke up to narcissistic personality disorder and high narcissistic traits and other cluster B personality disorders. So if you think that you are dealing with a narcissist, it will not get better once you get married. It will not get better once you add kids. It will not get better once y'all move in together. Like, if you're adding layers to this narcissistic cake, does not make it better, because at the center of it is poop. At the center of it is crap. Adding frosting, the best chocolate mix you can think of, Yoo-hoo, Sprite, whatever you need to wash it down with, it's still going to be a 7-layered narcissistic poop cake. I want to say the S word, but you know, YouTube will take it down, TikTok will take it down, Instagram, y'all know how it goes. But it's a 7-layer narcissistic poop cake, crap cake, shish kebab cake. But that's what you're fighting for. Is adding more layers does not make the cake better. It just takes you longer to get to the center of it. You're just covering it up, but it's still crap. Like, what? Y'all have this beautiful cake here, but it stink. Why does your cake stink? And I'm not talking about cheeks, like booty cakes, like not booty cheeks, not that type of cake. I'm talking about your relationship cake. Why does your relationship cake stink? Oh, because we added layers. The first layer was getting engaged. Boom. The second layer was getting married. Boom. The third layer was adding a house. Boom. The fourth layer is having kids. Boom. The second layer is, I've lost count. The fifth layer is adding another kid because they cheated and they said, we thought another kid would fix us. Boom. And to top it all off, a third kid. Adding stuff to a relationship does not make it better, y'all. I feel like people have to, it doesn't even have to be a narcissistic relationship. Adding things that are going to take time away from each other does not make it better. How does a kid make a relationship better, y'all? I think people just don't understand that. Like, maybe a kid will fix this. You know what we need to fix this narcissistic, toxic-ass relationship? A baby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or twins. Let's have twins. You can't choose twins, but like, let's have a baby. Let's add a baby into the mix. Maybe that'll make us better. It'll bring us closer together. No, babies make things worse a lot of times because they take time away from each other. They take time. If you weren't spending time together before the baby, you're not going to have any time together after that baby is born. Any. Because one of y'all, like if you have a stay-at-home mom, one of y'all work, both of y'all work, daycares and stuff like that, you won't have any time to each other. And how do you expect your relationship to get better when you take time away from things? I think a lot of people, like I said, marriage is the finish line for narcissists. Having kids is the finish line because those are trap moves that make me have to be in your life for the rest of your life. That's the finish line. We run into the finish line of marriage. Like, crossed it, finished, done. What was my time? 3 months? God, my narcissistic cousin got married in 2 months. Maybe when this marriage goes to hell and I get divorced, maybe, just maybe I could break that record on the next person I manipulate. They are running to the finish line trying to beat their friend's record. Finish. What was my time? 6 weeks to marriage? Woo! Oh, goodness gracious. 8 weeks to a baby? Yay! What sense does that make, y'all? Slow it down. And if you feel like you can't trust this person as a boyfriend or as a girlfriend, why in the hell would you marry that person? Marriage, I think a lot of people get it twisted thinking about adding marriage. You know, we add marriage, there's a biblical contract, and it's in the eyes of God. Pastors cheat, ministers cheat. Yeah, it's in the eyes of God. God be looking at it and closing his eyes and opening the eye like this. God be like, that's toxic. God be looking at it because God gave people free will. He's looking at your relationship like, that thing toxic as hell, but they chose. They have free will to choose this relationship, to choose the dynamic, and they chose to bring kids into this toxic ass relationship. Why don't you love me anymore? I gave you a baby. I didn't love you in the first place to have that baby, but you told me you would. You said a baby would fix us. No, I said a baby would fix me. A baby would fix us by making me by guaranteeing that I'll be in your life for the rest of your life. That's what babies do. I feel like y'all need to understand that. Slow it down. Take your time. Why are you rushing? If this is forever, why are we rushing? Ask yourself that question. A lot of people don't ask themselves that question because you get caught up trying to keep up with the Joneses. At least I'll be married. I talk to so many people over Zoom that say, at least I'll be married. What in the hell? At least you'll be married? So marriage is the goal. Just marriage. Just a plain, born-ass, unhappy, toxic-ass marriage. That's the goal. No, that should not be the goal because then you have born toxic ass kids to continue to perpetuate the narcissistic cycle. They're going to keep doing the same things because their parents are toxic. They're going to be toxic and they're going to bleed that toxicity into your family tree. Shake the family tree. You can stop it right now. It's going to take a little heartbreak, a little hurt, a little pain to break up with a person that is not good for you. You know it's not good for you. Your friends and family know it's not good for you, but you know better, right? You're going to trust your heart instead of your intuition and your brain, right? You're going to go that route, right? And this way, when you end up with a narcissist and you add layers to it, the narcissist thinks this is what you want. Dang, I was cheating on you as a boyfriend, girlfriend. Why would I stop cheating as your husband and wife? Now, why would I stop? Oh, because God is watching. God was watching the whole time. Like God just joined your relationship because you're getting married. That is not how it works. That's literally not how it works. God does not join a relationship when you get married. I'm sorry to say that. The way the game go, I know y'all hear my kids banging around. I gotta cut this thing short in a second. But yeah, adding layers to the narcissistic cake does not make it a better relationship. I promise you it doesn't. It just doesn't. Kingston! Y'all sit down. Stop playing with Lala on the steps. Stop playing on the steps. Sorry, y'all. This episode was fire. I didn't want to have to stop it. And I turned my light back on. Sorry, y'all. Hope y'all stay with me. If you stay with me, you better get some heat. Look. Choose happiness. This person is not making you happy. Why in the hell would you dive deeper into a relationship where you're not happy? I know the trauma bond exists. You can break the trauma bond. Why would you add layers to the trauma bond? If you know about narcissistic abuse, if you know about narcissistic relationships, if you know about this stuff, and you actively go into it, nobody feels sorry for you anymore. They're like, hey, and you know about narcissistic abuse and you still got married? Yeah, I thought I could, I watched Lee Hammack, I watched Ben Taylor, I watched Cluster B Milkshake, and I watched HG2 and I thought I could fix it. No, why do you think you can fix it? Nobody fixed me. You think you have more power and control than you do. You see my relationship, you see me married with kids, and you think my wife fixed me. She had absolutely nothing to do with who I am right now. She called me a narcissist, but I was already on the progressive stand to be who I am. I was already in the personal development way before I met her. She just brought it into my life. Whether or not she's here or not, I'm still going to be working on myself in therapy. I'm still going to be a better person overall. So that exists. Maybe she had the tools. You changed for her. No, I didn't change for her. I changed for me. I worked on myself for me. Because that's the only way it works. I can't work on myself for her because I'll fail her consistently. I'll be upset with myself because I'm putting more into her than I am to myself. I have to put more into myself to be successful. I have to put more into myself to be healthy and happy. I have to do that. I cannot do anything else. That's the only thing I can do, y'all. It's literally the only thing I do. But y'all, these kids are banging around. Thank you all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace.